Talking about things that live in trees, our final story for today's show, we're going to return to one that we actually talked about in 2005, and that's about ants that live in trees. And this was a story by researcher Steve Janowiak, who talked to us from up high in the canopy of the Amazon rainforest, where he discovered a certain species of ant that lives in trees that glide down if they fall and can actually clamber back up a trunk rather than having to walk across the dangerous floor of the rainforest. Now he's discovered that the same ants can also make themselves look like pieces of fruit, but not by choice. What's making them do that is a type of parasite. Now, Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us. First of all, what are these parasites and what are they doing to these ants?
Well, thank you very much for having me. The parasite is called Myrmeconema neotropicum, and it is a nematode parasite that infects these ants and causes their gaster or their rear end to turn bright red.
Why are they doing that? Did you have, when you first saw this, what did you think?
Well, actually, my colleague Robert Dudley was the first person to notice it. And my other colleague, Mike Caspari, and I, who works on ants, also kind of thought that Robert probably didn't really know what he was seeing, and this is probably a different species of ant. And then we got it into the lab and opened it up, and out poured these nematode eggs. And looking at the ant and the way it behaved, the natural assumption was that it's somehow attracting or trying to attract another animal to transport those eggs to a new colony. And the bird would be a most logical scenario for that.
How does the red color get achieved, Steve?
It's actually not a pigment or something that's secreted by the nematode itself. It is, as far as we can tell, a thinning of the exoskeleton of the ant. Also, possibly the nematode is sequestering pigment compounds from the exoskeleton of the ant. So probably a combination of those two.
Now, you very kindly sent us some pictures, and if anyone wants to see this, it's incredibly striking. Steve sent us the pictures. They're on our website at nakedscientist.com/blog. If you scroll down the screen, you'll see there's a nice black ant, which is the healthy one, and the one which is not healthy, crammed with parasites, we're told, has got a big, bright red rear end. It looks like a berry.
Exactly, yes, like a berry. And it's By removing the pigment from the exoskeleton, what's left behind is this amber color. And that, combined with the yellowish eggs inside and a little bit of sunlight, makes it appear bright, bright red, like you see there.
So why are the nematodes doing this? What are they trying to get the ants to do for them?
Well, it's a mechanism for transmitting themselves, at least we hypothesize this is the case, to new ant colonies. If the nematodes were to just infect one colony and live out their entire life there without being transported to a different colony, then they would eventually just go extinct. So the most plausible explanation, the most parsimonious explanation for what we have here is that this is a mechanism for getting those nematode eggs to new ant colonies.
So in other words, a bird would come along and eat that ant by mistaking it for a piece of fruit that it would normally find in the colony. How would the parasite then complete the life cycle and get into more ants?
Well, one of the neat things about this story, and one of the reasons that it seems to fit well with the natural history of the ant, is that these ants collect bird feces very frequently. And so that provides a very easy mechanism for the parasite to get into a new ant colony.
But why do the ants want to do that? Doesn't sound like a very nice job, the ant equivalent of a sewage worker.
Well, in a tropical forest, mineral nutrients can be very scarce, and so a lot of things collect bird feces. In this case, the ants are often going after solid parts of the bird feces, and so there's probably a lot of nutrient value in that in terms of undigested insect parts and things such as that. So nobody's quite sure, but that's the running idea right now.
We've heard of previous examples of parasites which have been able to turn one animal or make one animal appear to be another animal. There's a famous example of a snail where it gets infected with a parasite that makes one of its antennae look like a caterpillar, so a bird will eat it.
Right.
I've not heard of any previous examples of an animal being made to look like a piece of fruit, though, Steve.
This is the only example that we know of. At least for the insects, I kind of have to restrict it. There's a parasite that affects a plant that can make the plant look like something that it's not. But this is the only example that we know of fruit mimicry in an arthropod. And so that's sort of a neat story.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us, Steve.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That's Steve Janowiak. He's a researcher at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, with the first example of a parasite that can turn one animal into another piece of fruit entirely to make it tasty, a tasty morsel for another animal, a bird.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
This is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. We're going to be talking about solutions to the problem of climate change in just a second. So if you have any thoughts, questions or theories on that, then do get in touch. Chris at nakedscientist.com.